There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I would like to have controlled the game more in that area, but early on, we weren't winning enough possession downs, and it was a limited possession game, so it probably didn't develop. The run game I'm speaking of probably didn't develop in the ways that we would like. I saw a foundation there, but the snap totality was not what we desired in an effort to really control the game. Dallas possessed the ball. We didn't win enough third downs. They did, particularly in the second half, and particularly in terms of the second half, the attrition component of the run game got compromised because of those variables. Dallas was converting third downs on offense, and so they were possessing the ball. It created a limited possession game for us. When we got going at such a pace where we weren't able to lean or focus on it in the ways that will allow it to lead the charge from an attrition standpoint.
Anytime the running game isn't working, that's always Mike Tomlin's explanation, is they haven't had enough snaps. I think this is chicken and egg. I think if you were running the ball well, you would have more snaps. Mm-hmm. You would have third downs that are easier to convert, better down and distance situations. So he says, we couldn't get the running game going. We weren't on the field enough. Well, maybe if you ran the ball better, you would have been on the field more. Or if you threw it more early, it could have allowed you to be on the field more so that you run the ball late. I just don't buy that. We all have eyes. The running game's not working right now, Dwight.
Right. It's not. Not at all.
And I think it's the line. I think it's Najee Harris is not a great fit for what they're trying to do. And I'd like to see more design runs from Justin Fields for a couple of reasons. One, I thought it was working against Dallas early last week, and they kind of abandoned it. And that's a team, and we talked to Jason Luckin Four about this yesterday. Lamar did it a million times on them, and they couldn't stop it. Now, Lamar's better than Fields, but you get the point.
Right.
Now you do have Russ as a backup. And I don't want to see Russ get inserted into the game just because Justin's playing poorly, but if Justin gets hurt running a lot of read options, well, then I feel okay about turning it over to Russ, and I think it would make the running game less predictable and harder to defend, and I do think they need help in that regard because Cordarrelle Patterson's not going to play. He's already been ruled out, and Jaylen Warren's not going to play. He's already been ruled out.
How much different does it look if Jaylen Warren's healthy?
I think a lot.
A lot.
I think it looks different if Cordarrelle Patterson's healthy.
It did.
Yeah,
it did.
That was, for a brief stretch, I think 6 carries, right, for 43 yards. That brief snippet was the best the running game's looked all year. They've been committed to the run all year. They ran 18 times for 70 yards, hell, in the Dallas game in the first half. They're committed to it, to a fault, but it was working with CP. Injuries absolutely do have a lot to do with this, both on the line and at running back. I don't want to say it's all scheme because I don't believe it is all scheme. I think if there's something Arthur Smith's good at scheming up, it's the running game. they just can't be who they want to be if they can't run the ball. And right now, they can't run the ball.
Yeah, but if you have a running back that can get you, you know, I mean, you know, on a first and 10 or a second and 10, and you choose to run the ball and they get you 11, like that's what he, like that's continuing drives. That's getting more run plays. And Najee Harris just can't do that.
Can't do it.
Just can't do that. And it's really hurting the whole entire offense the way that he has been running. It is what it is. And that's just who he is. But he's a guy that needs to have 50-50. And I think that we all know that.
Yep.
He doesn't probably wouldn't want to admit that. And you would think that he would have took it upon his shoulders last game to show that he could be just the number one guy. But he's a 50-50 guy. He needs to share reps with somebody else in a different style of running back that can actually get you yards.
He has always been better at the end of seasons. He has always been better when there's a timeshare, to your point.
Yeah.
Like, I do think you're defending Jaylen Warren, and then bang, you go to Najee Harris, and he's going to try to run you over whenever he's playing at his best. That's the perfect way to use those guys. And you mix some CP in there, and you really divvy it up. Now you got three guys who are fresh. I think that's the ideal situation for the running game. They can't do that right now. Mm-hmm. So it's all on Najee's shoulders. And that's a bad run defense they played last week. And he got called soft, and he still couldn't break out.
Crazy.
Like that to me, that really soured me on Najee Harris. Not that I've ever been the biggest fan of him, the player. Don't know the guy, the person. I wouldn't want to talk about that. You got called out, and you're playing Dallas? And you're averaging like 3.8 yards per carry on the season, man. Like, come on. I can't say this will be his breakout game. I think if it's going to be a breakout game for him, I think Justin Fields needs to be involved a lot in that running game. Make that a focal point of the offense.
I was really shocked about the whole read option deal. I mean, I thought that that was exactly the way that they were going to go last week. It made too much sense, as you just said. You know, what Lamar did and what the Ravens did with their running attack. I mean, you basically have that light of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You could have controlled that whole entire game by just doing that, and they didn't. And you can't live in your fears. Like, you can't worry about Justin Fields getting hurt. And especially if Mike Tomlin says that it doesn't surprise him whenever Kyle Allen went in there and did what he had to do. So you obviously feel comfortable with him as a backup. Like, Why not utilize Justin Fields' best assets and have a run attack that against a bad defense that can't stop the run? You just choose not to do it. I mean, they did it, what, twice, three times?
Yeah, right off the bat.
Yeah.
I almost texted you. Hey, they did the thing.
Right.
We talked about it all Friday. Do the thing. They did the thing, and then they stopped doing the thing. Well, do the thing this week because your running game needs a punch. And you can bring in as many tight ends as you want to, and I understand that's the foundation of the Arthur Smith offense. And when you are healthy, I buy it. Like, they're a funky running team to deal with that does it kind of different than anybody else really in the NFL. You don't have the horses right now, so you've got to paint the barn red.
Mm.
Horses, painting barn red, yeah. Tomlinism.
Nay.
That's what Tomlin said. Nay, we're not doing it.
Nay.
Nay. Callis, do your best horse. I was expecting better from him.
Same.
Would you like a reboot? Would you like to try it again?
Nay.
That's sultry horse. That's post-coital horse smoking a cigarette there.
Nay.
Nay. Fan Morning Show. I'm sure they're going to love this placement. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. One more thing on the quarterback situation, which we were talking about in the last segment. I just think Tomlin has done some goofy stuff with quarterbacks in the past. That's why it wouldn't surprise me if Fields struggles early and Russ gets put in. Like, he had Landry Jones as the starter the one time, and then Landry gets hurt, Ben comes in, throws for 300 yards, and is like the game's MVP. Last season, Rudolph clearly was the right guy at backup quarterback, and you still hung on with Trubisky for a real long time.
Mm-hmm.
He benched Trubisky for Kenny. We've already talked about that, but the more you really think about it, it was super weird because Kenny didn't get any reps with the first team throughout OTAs, mini camp, training camp, not during the week. Didn't know he was going to go in. Tomlin said, you have to go in. Like, he's done some weird things. Plus the yo-yo job he did with Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think it absolutely could happen.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.